Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
It's 33 after on this Thursday. I'm glad to have you with us for the program. I'm going to go ahead and take those calls now and slide David back a little bit. No big deal. He'll be here in a few minutes. Used car prices falling at a nearly unprecedented rate in the country. So if you want a new ride, now is the time. I should make those guys on TV hawking used cars really happy. Prices better. Well, it depends on what your point of view is. But used car prices continuing a fall that began in 2016, according to the NADA in the Kelley Blue Book. It's good news if you want to buy a used car. It's bad news if you have a car that you thought was going to retain its value. It may or may not. There's a tremendous glut of used cars and trucks in the market right now, which means it's a great time to pick up a new ride. The downside, like I said, your car's not worth much. The combination of low gas prices driving people to buy bigger vehicles again, pushing plenty of fresh inventory onto used car lots. So if you've been thinking about a new ride, now is the time. Ford Motor Company saying this trend could continue for the next 5, 6, 7 years. Beta O'Rourke. Beta O'Rourke, that's a name you've probably never heard before. You may not hear it much, but that's a former punk rock star with the band Foss and a current far-left member of Congress from Texas. And he has declared officially now his candidacy in the race for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by conservative Republican Ted Cruz. O'Rourke, who is an open borders guy, doesn't think there should be much for borders. In a publicity stunt recently, walked across the Mexican border to have lunch in Juarez. The El Paso liberal strongly opposed to any wall on the Mexican border. And again, believes basically it should be open. I have a hard time to believe the Texans will be lining up for an open borders guy. I mean, the punk rock thing is just kind of an interesting, colorful thing. But open borders, I don't think that's going to work. From the Libertarian Republic comes this article that I find fascinating. Fewer than 1% of papers published in scientific journals follow the scientific method. You heard me right. Fewer than 1% of papers published in so-called scientific journals actually follow the scientific method, according to research by Wharton School professor and forecasting expert J. Scott Armstrong. Armstrong, who co-founded the peer-reviewed Journal of Forecasting in 1982 and the International Journal of Forecasting in 1985, made the claim during a presentation about what he considers to be alarmism from forecasters over man-made climate change. We also go through journals and rate how well they conform to the scientific method. I used to think that maybe 10% of the papers in my field were maybe useful. Now it looks more like 0.1% follow the scientific method, said Armstrong in a recent presentation, which is available if you go to Libertarian Republic and look at it. According to Armstrong, the criteria necessary, now listen closely, this is why we hold class, the criteria necessary to follow the scientific method is eightfold and is as follows. 8 well-established criteria for judging whether a paper complies with the scientific method for policymaking specifically, based on definitions of science over the ages, are, number 1, objective. Test multiple reasonable hypotheses. Useful findings. The effect size is important for decision-making. Full disclosure of methods is number 3 on the list. Data and other relevant information. 4, comprehensive review of prior knowledge. 5, valid and reliable data, then valid and simple methods. 7, experimental evidence provided and conclusions consistent with the evidence. This is a big one right here, based on a lot of things that I've read. Conclusions consistent with the evidence. Armstrong contends that very little of the forecasting for climate change follows this very simple, very straightforward scientific method. For example, for disclosure, we were working on polar bear population forecasts, and we were asked to review the government's polar bear forecast. We asked, can you send us the data? They said no. So we had to do it without knowing what the data were. According to Armstrong, forecasts from the International Panel on Climate Change violate all 8 criteria, every single one. Why is this all happening? Nobody asked them, said Armstrong, who says that people who submit papers to journals are not required to follow the scientific method. You send something to a journal, they don't tell you what you have to do. They don't say, here's what science is, here's how you do it. Do researchers mostly comply with science? No. Only a fraction of 1% of papers published in scientific journals follow the scientific method because no one asked them. And worse, they are rewarded for this unscientific This unscientific work in there included with commissioned research, advocacy, complex writing, using complex, invalid, and irrelevant techniques to mask what they're doing. Citations, regardless of whether the work complies with science or not, are used. And then you get mass media coverage, regardless of accuracy or compliance or content. In an article that you can find on Breitbart, it goes on to explain that Armstrong attributes the flaws in science and motivations of entities ignoring a true scientific method to the wealth of incentives for publishing papers with politically convenient, hear me now, politically convenient rather than scientific conclusions. They are rewarded for non-scientific research. One of my favorite examples is testing statistical significance that's invalid. It's been over 100 years we've been fighting the fight against that. Even its inventor thought it wasn't going to amount to anything. You can't be rewarded then for following an invalid method. They cheat, says Armstrong. If you don't get statistically significant results, you throw out variables, add variables, and eventually get what you want. My big thing is advocacy. People are asked to come up with certain answers. And here's the big problem, my friends. They're asked to come up with a preconceived answer to the question. And in the whole field of science, that has been the general movement, according to Armstrong, since he's been around. And it's getting worse every year because it's about money, you see. In order to do research on different topics, and there can be grants worth tens of millions of dollars handed out, in order to get those grants, you can't come back with something that's adverse to what the company line is. You can't come back with something that upsets the apple cart. You can't come back with something that would make deniers look as if they know what they're talking about. Armstrong says he's gone through his entire career with lots of publications, never gotten a research grant. He said it used to be kind of problematic, but now he says he's proud of it. Armstrong believes that scientific evidence should be required for all climate regulation, real science, not propaganda. He says, you can find that, by the way. Libertarian Republic is a resource that I have found to be very helpful on occasion for different articles. You get a different point of view. And as you know, I do a lot of reading for you and making sure that we can disseminate information you won't find anywhere else. F-18 pilots keep running out of oxygen during flight. This, according to the Navy, and the problem apparently getting worse, the potentially dangerous problem causing loss of cabin pressure during flight. And the Navy has called it the number one safety issue with the jet. This is a bit disconcerting, wouldn't you say? I am concerned about this growing trend, one that has significant effect on readiness and one that needs to be fixed, says Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, chairman of the Tactical Air and Land Forces Subcommittee. Yeah, I'd be a little bit concerned if the pilots are running out of oxygen while they're on a sortie. That'd be a big problem now, wouldn't it? Shifting gears now. This part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Be safe from radon, the number two cause of lung cancer. Get your home tested today for radon gas. Go to radon@michigan.gov. That's radon@michigan.gov or call 800-RADON-GAS. 800-RADON-GAS. I'm going to share the results of my testing on this program quite soon. You're listening to The Steve Gribber Show.